Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember work is the springboard in the development of consciousness. Our guest today is Anna Margolina, and she's co-author of Qigong for Radiant Skin. And I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have with us Anna Margolina, and she's co-author of Qigong for Radiant Skin. Anna is a scientist, the spiritual leader of Qigong and universal healing Tao instructor who for over 20 years has worked for cosmetic companies in the U.S. and Israel. Welcome, Anna.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad you're here because I think it's wonderful that you can use Qigong for skin. So what I need to know from you, though, is what can you tell our audience what Qigong is?
So, if you imagine that we are not just physical beings, we also have our inner light, we also have our energy. And most people, they start with lots of energy, they have this abundant, vibrant energy, and then they scatter it, they use it, deplete it, and end up being depleted and with numerous issues. So imagine if we could cultivate our life force. Imagine if we could learn how to preserve it. So this is Qigong.
Right, and Qigong is an ancient practice which I took from I took it from one of the guys that was the head of the acupuncture committee in the state of California. And it was a wonderful way of moving energy and helping yourself heal. It's a series of practices that can actually give you a wholeness and a peace and only not heal on a body level, but on a mind and spirit level as well. So, now, Anna, why is beauty more than skin deep?
Well, it's very, very interesting because beauty is such an emotionally charged topic. Women often are doubting their beauty, they're questioning it. But beauty is not just a personal quality. We share it. Imagine being in a beautiful place. You are immersed in this energy of beauty. So beauty is not just physical. It's also the energy we radiate. And because of this, because it's the energy, light, frequency, which radiates, illuminates, shines from the inside out, it cannot be only on the surface of our skin. It has to come from the inside.
You know, it was an interesting thing. I had was a friend of mine was Sally Kirkland, and she's a Golden Globe Award winning actress, and she invited me to this actor studio to watch a Martin Landau review or a new film that he was coming out. And there was a lot of actors and actresses there. Now, I'm not, you know, an actor or actress. You know, radio is good, but, you know, it's not that. And so, you know, you don't see me, which is fine, you know. So, but I went in, and as I was going up the elevator, people were coming and gravitating to me. And, you know, wherever I walked, people were looking and looking and looking. And I was sitting there going, what the hell is this? And Sally was going, come on over here. And she's introducing me to John Cameron and all these wonderful people. And they're all, you know, like looking at me. And I'm going, do I have something on my lip? I mean, I don't know what it is. And it was, and then when I sat down, I looked around and I saw that everybody was so stressed, so tense, that they were not healthy because they hadn't been eating the right foods. And what they were looking at was the health and the peace that was coming in from within me and the aura of health around me. And so I can understand why you're saying beauty is more than just the outside, because it's the whole package.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the Taoist secrets of vitality and vibrancy?
So it's so interesting, because imagine life before technology. Imagine life when people did not know chemistry or physics, and yet they discovered those universal laws, which still are very powerful. So we have our physical body, but it's not just a big lump of flesh, because inside every cell is a symphony of chemicals that are such complex structures, and a river of life, or chi. Before modern technology, Taoists, they discovered that in order to be animated, in order to shine, we have to have something which is not just material. It's something which flows through us. So they learned that the body we have is just like our personal alchemical cauldron, laboratory, in which we can mix, cultivate, amplify, move our energy, our chi. They also taught that it's not enough to just know this. You have to know how to do it. You have to have practices. So in the past, this was a secret, because if you were to learn it, you would have to travel and find a teacher, and maybe a teacher would not teach you immediately. Will ask you to sweep the floor for years and then teach you. But now we are so lucky that we can just learn it.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you have, that sounds really great, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I have rituals when I get up in the morning. You know, I get in bed, and before I even get up, I name five things that I'm grateful for, and then I get up, and then I wash my face, and as I'm washing my face and brushing my teeth, I'm turning the shower on to get the water run. You know, you have these little rituals, so it makes a lot of sense that if you can keep your energy up, and as a matter of fact, you know, I own HealthyLife.net radio network, and the reason that I wanted to start it was because people were getting to be so negative, and negativity keeps you mired down emotionally as well as physically. It actually affects the immune system. So we started this network, and it's all positive talk so that people can get really good information, like what's in your book, Qigong for Radiant Skin, so that people can use practical things and stay positive as much as you can, because staying positive and working from the heart chakra up and keeping the lower things down, you know, is, you know, and keeping the energy, the chi, flowing through your body, you know, unrestricted or unblocked, is what keeps you not only young, but healthy and happy, and contributes to the universe for everybody else, too. And so that's why it's important. I love this book because I had never really heard about using Qigong for skin renewal. I'm being 75, looking 60, I was told the other day. I said, okay. You know, I'm still looking for, you know, hey, I need radiant skin. I don't care what age I am, you know. So tell me a little bit, what is the yin and yang of skin renewal?
So our skin is an organ. I know we don't think about it, but it's an actual organ. And while other organs, they live on the inside and they're protected, they are warm, they're comfortable, but skin is facing the environment. And because of this, who protects skin? So the skin has this mechanism. Anytime the skin is stressed or damaged, it kicks regeneration. So in cosmetics, there are procedures which use it, which stress skin and damage skin. And because we want everything fast, we want rejuvenation now, not tomorrow, people use those very aggressive methods. But we also need to understand that even though this aggressive method, yang, masculine, yes, it will stimulate skin, but after this, skin needs to go into the yin state, into rest, replenishment. And if people are constantly stressed, if they do not have this space in their life, when they can allow their skin the luxury of regeneration, then when they start doing those aggressive procedures, they can lead to complications because skin needs also yin. Skin needs rest, quietness.
Well, that makes so much sense. I mean, it really makes so much sense. I mean, a lot of times, what I'll do is, like, if I have to go out and do a photo shoot or do something, what I do is I meditate and I, you know, I actually go in and say to my skin, I talk to my skin, I say, hey, you know, let's kind of, you know, that double chin, you know, let's move that up, you know, but I will actually, and I'll meditate on that and say, you know, I want to look younger when I get up, right? And then I'll use either a crystal or use energy from my hands and say, okay, you know, let's just move it up and move it up. And then I rest, you know, then I sleep. And when I get up, for some reason, everything looks okay. You know, it may not be all the time. You know, sometimes I want to look like I'm 20. It's never going to happen. But, you know, but I don't have any procedures done either. So, and I think that that's a really good thing too, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. So now tell me, what are and what do the five elements and the inner smile do for radiant skin?
So if you imagine that we have a goal to replenish our qi, one way is to through food. We eat food and we transform it into qi, into energy. But this is limited. Imagine if we could replenish our qi from the outside. Imagine if we could deliver nature qi into our body, connect, reconnect to nature. So Taoists, they discovered that, yes, we can do it. They believe that everything is consciousness, and we all are connected. And by using our consciousness with love, this is very important, they discovered that when we smile, loving smile, we connect, we reach out. So we can reach out into nature and connect to the vibrant energy of the wood, green energy, and move it into our body with a smile. They say that if you put together your eye, your heart, and your mind with a smile and love, this is the key. You can move chi from the outside on the inside. So if you imagine this practice which saturates you with loving energy, with vibrant energy, when you feel that you are grounded into the earth, you are flowing like a river with blue energy, when you have this passion on the inside, so this is what the inner smile is doing to you. And you are never lonely because you are connected.
And you know, that's quite the truth, because what happens is that I found out early in life, you know, I'm very God-based, so, you know, not from the planet Altair or the universe. I'm just one with Source. And I found that out very easily. And I did find that even though there is a love between people and pets and, you know, and children and family, it never really quite fills you. You know, it's because what we're looking for is that fulfillment from Source or the universe or wherever you want to get it, but it's I say it's God energy, and when you get that energy, you feel fulfilled, you know. And so if you're looking for that energy from a person, it's not going to happen. I get that energy sometimes a lot in nature as well, where you're connected so much that it flows within and without you, and you're part of the one. And when you're in that space, which we can be in every moment if we are conscious of that, being of living in that moment, you can get through life in a much more connected and happier way, which, of course, is going to make your skin pretty good too, right?
Oh, yeah. Another thing, and it's kind of going a little bit deeper, is when we work with energy, we need a container, we need a form, because imagine light, how do you work with light? But if you put an image on it, if you put a color on it, then you can do it, you can move it, you can transform it. So Taoists, they turn our inner organs into containers of energy. So you are not just doing something abstract, that you go into your heart and you use it as a cauldron of energy, and you work with this red energy of love. And this is just such a beautiful practice when your organs become illuminated.
Well, I can imagine that, because even now I talk to my organs. I mean, really, I talk to them. Every once in a while, you know, my heart will do an afibrillation because, you know, I'm 75, so your heart goes through different changes. And I'll just say, oh, well, thanks for doing that. And what do you need? It'll say, and it says, give me Hawthorne tea. And I say, okay, I'll give you Hawthorne tea. And then it doesn't bother me for another month and a half. And then it rumbles, and I say, Hawthorne tea? And it says, yes. I say, okay. You know. So, but, you know, I do talk to my body, and I thank it every day for doing all these wonderful things. And I think that that helps a lot, you know, to understand that every cell is a living organism. And I think almost like a sentient being having, you know, I heard that every cell in our body, alchemically, you know, all the minerals and stuff are, say is the name of God. So, in every cell of our body. So, being that we are more than just human beings on earth, we're beings that are cosmic and part of the whole. It's interesting to understand all of this. We have to take a break, but we're going to be back with Anna Margolina, and we're going to talk more about her book, Qigong for Radiant Skin, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or ask for it at any bookstore, and we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Anna Margolina, and she's co-author of Qigong for Radiant Skin, which, again, you can get at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold. Well, during the break, I was looking through the book, because I love to look through this book, because it's got hundreds of color pictures in here that tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. So I kind of like that. And when I was going through the book, I saw this thing called skin breathing. Mm-hmm. What is skin breathing?
So if you imagine that every time we breathe more than just air. We also breathe energy, we breathe chi. And what if we start doing it intentionally? Our skin has many pores, there are little opening, and hair comes from every pore, sometimes big hair, sometimes small hair. And women don't like hair on their skin other than their head. But Taoists, they believe that every hair is like an antenna, and it can receive and transmit qi. So they developed this beautiful practice where it's special kind of breathing when you imagine that every pore opens up and every hair vibrates like an antenna, and clean, pure qi, nature qi, is going into skin. It's such an invigorating practice. You feel so great after this, and you look great.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try actually a lot of things in the book, because it's very easy to understand, and there's a lot of practices in the book, so that there's a lot of things you can do to even try this out. Now, what and how does vibrating the body to produce skin cells help? I didn't understand how vibrating the body can produce skin cells.
So you know how often people get up every morning and they begin to beat themselves up. They start, you know, criticizing themselves. So Taoists, they say, if you want to beat yourself up, take a bamboo stick and actually beat yourself up. And I thought, how does it work? Why it's so important? So I did my research. And you see, inside skin, the skin has a secret. Inside skin, there are baby skin cells, which are like the sleeping beauty. They are dormant. They just, you know, like babies sleeping in a crib. So if you imagine a baby needs clean room. So there are no toxins, so there's fresh flow. And unfortunately, we sit a lot, we don't move, and when we are stressed, we accumulate this toxic chemistry, and it does not move in skin. So by applying this vibration, gentle vibration, we begin to move lymph, remove toxins, it's very gentle. And Taoists, they also believe that if any skin cell is too damaged or too weak or defective in any way, this is enough to, well, tell it, please die. I don't need you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Make room for the new, right?
Yes.
I'd like to do that with some people. No. No, I really don't. That was just a joke. Maybe not. No. I'm Italian and Irish. I can't help myself. Well, you know, when I was doing Qigong, I had taken another, from another class, and it was different because Qigong is practiced in many different forms, in many different, you know, ways, correct? I mean, like the Chinese have theirs, and the Japanese and the Thai people all have different kinds of forms that actually work. And this guy, what he would do is at the end of the practice or somewhere in between, I can't remember, he would have you pat down your arms, all your skin. He would just have you tap, 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 tap all over your body. And, you know, and he'd say never, you know, never tap up, but always tap down on the arms, he said, because of the heart. And so what I'm thinking of is that that was his way of beating the body, right? Because that's vibrating the skin, except he wasn't really slapping it hard with a bamboo stick. He was just saying tap, 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 tap. And I like the tapping better than the beating. You know, so.
Well, that's a gentle beating. It's not like you're bruising yourself.
Oh, good.
It's very gentle, but it's very effective.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's good. And that's why I think exfoliation of the skin sometimes helps to get rid of the dead cells so the new cells can pop up, you know, too. So there's all sorts of stuff on that. Now, what do emotions have to do with beauty?
Oh, a lot. So if you imagine that our skin, because it's on the outside, it is designed to express our emotions. Before we had language, we had to communicate, and it was very important to determine what this other person is thinking. Are they going to just approach you and you can exchange food or make love, or they're going to kill you?
Yeah.
So our skin is designed to change, to stretch, to show emotions. Unfortunately, when we get a little bit older, skin has more difficult time to return to its previous shape. So we begin to develop our mask. Our emotions become imprinted in our skin. And also because every emotion has its own chemistry, which is influencing our physical body. Certain emotions I relaxing our skin and adding this lovely glow and uplifting our expression, and other are pulling our skin down and create this tension and frowns. And so if you start thinking, well, we cannot really expect that we will not have any wrinkles, because, yes, if you are lucky, if you live long enough, you will have wrinkles. But what kind of wrinkles? What kind of mask do you want to have? Like, you told the story how people were looking at you and saying, oh, my God, look at her. She's so relaxed. She's so peaceful. And this is why it's so very important to have some practices to cultivate your vibrant emotions, uplifting emotions, and just release and relax all the stress, all the negative feelings. They're not bad, but we don't want to hold them inside our skin.
Right. And, you know, uplifting is a good word, because I think when you smile, you're actually, the muscles in your face are contracting so that these things are moving in your skin. Can you stay with us for one more 8-minute segment, Anna?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, guess what, everybody? We're going to break. But when we get back, we're going to talk more with Anna and find out how we can look beautiful with Qigong and have radiant skin. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're having such a good time with our new friend, Anna Margolina, and talking about her book, Qigong for Radiant Skin. I have to tell you, I just opened this book up and I just started to laugh so hard, because we're going to talk a little bit about the five elements of nutrition that deal with skin beauty. That's my next question to you. But when I was looking in the book, I just randomly opened and it said, this is the 9 rules of good nutrition, and number 6 is what made me laugh. One third of what's on your plate feeds you, another third feeds the doctor, and the last third feeds the undertaker. So I thought that was so great, because it's true. You know, we tend to overeat all the time. So there's so many wonderful things in this book, really. Everyone should get a copy of this. And as you age, it has a lot of practices in it. And even if, you know, today the girls at 20 think they're aging. So, I mean, you know, I mean, so get the book. Don't age, right? So what is the five elements of nutrition that deal with skin beauty?
So I used to work for a beauty journal, and my job was to do research and then explain to readers what to do to be beautiful. And every time I had to write and research about food, I was like, oh my God! Just so many theories, so many concepts, and people go to wars over food. Like, no, don't eat this, eat this. So when I discovered the system of the Tao, I said, hallelujah, I get it, I understand it, it's so easy, I no longer have to really think. So I used to not be spiritual, I was a scientist, but Qigong really made me aware of the fact that we are not just physical beings. We are spiritual beings, and we are embodied beings. And we have to have a way to take raw physical energy from the outside and transform it into the energy of our spirit, into the energy which animates our body. So if you start thinking like this, if you start thinking of what shall I feed my body to ensure that this transition is as clean and as easy as possible, that it becomes so easy. First, you eat colors, five elements, they are all connected to colors, red, blue, white, golden, green. It's so easy to put them on your plate. Wood energy is green. So when I started looking at what we are actually eating when we eat each color, I was just so in awe of this ancient concept. So green food has its own chemistry, which is beneficial to skin. Food which has red energy also has its own chemistry, different chemistry. So when you start thinking of eating energy, not just physical components, and you start asking, is this energy clean? How far this food from nature? Because we want this path to be as clear, as direct as possible. So you pick an apple from a tree. It's very close to Earth. Natural energy, elemental energy goes into your own energy easily. Your body does not have to spend time to detox, to deal with all the chemistry which did not exist when the body evolved. So the body has no idea what to do with it. And when you understand that every time you eat energy, you eat chi, what is your emotional state that you want to have every time you eat? You want to be in a peaceful state. You want to have joy and beauty. Look at a beautiful image. Or eat in nature. Arrange food on your plate so you can see the colors. Make sure that colors are vibrant. And when you eat food, you can send gratitude to every element. Golden color. Yellow color is earth. So you send your gratitude to earth. Blue energy, water. You think water. You send gratitude to it. So it's such a beautiful practice and so different from being afraid of your food or using food to just fill your stomach.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting because I love to cook. You know, my grandfather was a chef and my father cooked in the army, but my mother couldn't cook, so by the time I was four, I had to cook. So, if I wanted to eat. So, but what happens is that when I cook, I put a lot of love in it, and people, you know, so I always say, you know, when I'm making meatballs, the reason my meatballs taste so good is because I'm using the oil in my hands and I'm thinking about how these people are going to eat these meatballs and I'm doing it with love and thanking the cow for its time and the bread crumbs in it for the wheat that's made it. And so when I actually try and cook with love. So, and there's a big difference. And I think that that actually helps to make the food look good.
Yes.
I just need to, we're almost wrapping up here, so
yes.
We're going to take another break, and then we're going to be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And now it's time to say goodbye to our wonderful guest, Anna Margolina, and she's co-author of Qigong for Radiant Skin. Can you tell us where people can find out more about you and your book?
So the easiest way to just look me up on internet. Also, you can go to annamargolina.com. So it's easy.
Oh, great.
annamargolina.com. And yes.
Well, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest and giving us much information. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you, Anna.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And again, you can get this book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or any bookstore. They might have it in the store, but if not, then you can also just order it online. Okay. Let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And they're trying to kind of say that COVID's coming back, and I'm sitting there going, okay, and they're saying, oh, it's really bad here in California. Well, guess what? COVID usually hits the respiratory system. And what happens is I'm never getting vaxxed, but one of the things that I use whenever I get a respiratory illness, including COVID, because it'll hit the respiratory system, or any kind, even the respiratory virus, that RSV that they're trying to get you vaxxed for that you don't need, mullein is just a wonderful herb to take. And mullein is spelled M-U-L-L-E-I-N. And it's the tall stems of the mullein are covered in a fine down. And they were once used as candles in funeral processions. A lot of the ancient healers used the herb for scorpion stings or eye complaints or toothache or tonsillitis and coughs. But it was also traditionally taken for wasting diseases such as tuberculosis. An infused oil made from the flowers was a standby in many parts of Europe for ailments as diverse as hemorrhoids and ear infections. But the flowers are a really relaxing expectorant for dry, chronic, hard coughs, and such as whooping cough or tuberculosis or asthma and bronchitis. The flowers are also effective for throat inflammations, and still made today, the infused oil is used to soothe inflammations and wounds and earache. And it's really a wonderful wonderful plant. The leaves of mullein are used mainly for respiratory disorders, and they were at one time made into herbal tobacco and smoked for asthma and tuberculosis. And traditionally, the plants were regarded as antiseptic, and in the second season were wrapped around fruits to preserve them. The flowers and leaves are often separated in commercially dried mullein, and the leaves generally predominate because the flowers are expensive, right? So there you go. So you can also have an infused oil. And so for any kind of respiratory illness, I use mullein, and you should too. It's very inexpensive. And I can tell you that, if you're taking asthma inhalers and stuff like that, it's kind of interesting that you can actually almost get off of them by taking that. And I know my naturopathic doctor, her son was on two inhalers, and she told him to take mullein. And what ended up happening is that within 2 or 3 days, he was off the inhalers, both of them. And he's been off it now for almost 20 years. So all I'm saying is try it. I mean, it may not work for you, but I'm pretty sure it will. All right, let's get to our gemstone of the week. And gemstones have energy, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may amplify our own energy to accomplish what we desire or give us support. So today I'm going to talk about gold. That's right, that gold. Now, the color ranges in shades of golden yellow to even silver white and even orange red. And if you're fortunate enough to become an earth keeper for a quartz crystal containing gold, the uses are extensive. The properties of gold and the properties of quartz crystal combined and produce very dynamite results. Unbelievably so. Now, gold symbolizes the purity of the spiritual aspect of all that is. It's a symbolic of spirituality and development, complete understanding. And it helps you emit an energy to allow your beauty to come forth from the inner being and as you go through the world experiences. So you see, gold helps, again, maybe radiant skin too, right? It helps to improve your character via learning, lessening trauma associated with situations during the gaining of knowledge, because we're all learning constantly. It assists you to activate and mobilize and actualize your own potential of yourself. The energy of gold can be used to balance the energy fields and assist you in eliminating of any ego conflicts and feelings of futility. It can also help stop the overburden of responsibility, to combat feelings of depression and inferiority. It allows you to understand and dispense with self-reproach and to calm states of anger. Gold has been used in the development practices, purification, balancing of the heart chakra, and for the amplification of thought forms. The purity of gold is said to help preserve higher thought forms for later retrieval. That's kind of interesting, right? Gold has also been used to open and activate the third eye and crown chakras. It's said to attract honors, wealth, and happiness, to improve composure, to stabilize the emotional system, to alleviate tension, stress, and amplify positive feelings. It also assists in attuning to nature and its healing forces. Gold has been called the master healer, so it's an excellent mineral for purification of the physical body. It can clear negativity from the chakras and the energy fields, the physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual bodies, while transforming and the vitality of any mineral to that affected area. It produces an energy which is both cooperative and receptive, allowing for use with other gemstones. So gold is capable of attracting and maintaining those qualities which are inherent with the additional stone. Now, also in healing, gold has been used to enhance mental faculties, to rebuild the nervous system, especially in the treatment of multiple sclerosis, to improve digestion, circulation, breathing, and to increase warmth in the body. It can be used for the treatment of arthritis, skin cancer, blood disorders, pneumonia, vascular diseases, heart diseases, eye problems, paralysis. I mean, the list goes on. Rheumatism, skin disorders, tuberculosis, nightmares, and even spinal problems. Gold has also been used to assist in the rejuvenation of the endocrine system. And it helps to absorb vitamins and minerals. It regenerates tissue and of the skeletal structure, and it can be used to balance the right brain and left brain and to treat conditions associated with autism, dyslexia, epilepsy, and physical coordination. Isn't that great? So gold is more than just that wedding band around your finger, right? It helps you stabilize and helps so many things. It's time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop. stop. And don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, the party's over, at least for this week, but next week we can tune in, whatever you want to do. Listen again to the Linda McKenzie Show, as well as a lot of our new hosts and the old hosts that are on HealthyLife.net, HRNRadio.com or HRNPodcast.com. is now free, so you can get 3,600 podcasts there and visit my website, lindamckenzie.net. I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of healing, spontaneity, and play. Bye.